I'm really not sure how long I've been waiting to see them. Years, maybe. They toured here last year, and I heard about it the day after tickets went on sale, when the gig was already sold out. I tried and tried to get one on eBay, but they were way out of my budget by then. This time, though, I was prepared. I'd camped out overnight to be first in line when they went on sale. Then I was at the at dawn to be sure of getting to the front. I wanted to be as close to them as possible. The show was just incredible. It was as if they read my mind when they worked out the set list. And watching them on stage, wow. I'd managed to stake my place right at center stage, hard up against the barrier, and the singer kept looking down at me as I danced and yelled and sang every word of every song. He looked so incredible. He was tall and skinny, but when his shirt came off, his torso glistening with sweat, every muscle in his body was so well defined. It was as though he spent every waking hour in the gym, but with only his ever-present bottle of Jack Daniels for sustenance. I had never thought of leather trousers as sexy, but as he gripped the microphone and wailed into it, I could see how toned his legs and arse were, and I could even make out an inviting bulge at his crotch. He was stroking his mic stand, knowing what every girl in the crowd wanted to do to him, and when he looked down at me again, his mysterious green eyes locked in mine, I began to imagine peeling those trousers off him and stroking what by now was visibly a huge, hard cock. Just looking at him, I could feel myself starting to get wet. The crowd was jostling around me, so many hot, sweaty bodies bouncing in time to the music. I loved feeling my nipples pressed against the fence that separated the crowd from the stage, and as the people around me pushed forward, I could feel them tingling and getting stiff. I hardly noticed the guy behind me. It wasn't until the last song of the band set that I realized he'd had his hand on my ass for who knows how long. At first, I was shocked, and normally I would have turned around and slapped him. With the rocking of the crowd, though, I couldn't be sure it was deliberate, so I let him stay. I couldn't have turned around anyway, no matter how much I'd wanted to. As the last chord of the song faded away and the band raced off stage, I felt the hand pull away. But as we began cheering for an encore, I wriggled myself backwards a little until I felt his fingers on me again. He was encouraged by my actions, and I felt him squeeze me hard. The band came back on stage, and I can't pretend that all my cheering was for them. Then another hand was on me, and as the band struck up again, I began really grinding my ass back into those waiting palms. I was wearing a short denim skirt, and as the band played on, I long to feel those hands slide up under it and touch my bare skin. I didn't have to wait long. I was wearing a soft, silky G-string. And as those hands ran over my uncovered skin, I gazed up at the stage, imagining it was the singer touching me. My pussy was practically dripping by now, and I wonder if my mystery man would dare to go any further. Right on cue, I felt one hand slide down the outside of my thigh and slowly slide back up the inside. The tip of his finger brushed against me and I gasped loudly. I didn't mean to, but I couldn't help bending further forward over the barrier and edging my legs further apart. There was so little room to move that I couldn't have opened up more than a few inches, but it seemed that's all my mystery man needed. He brushed the tip of his finger against the narrow, soft strip of silk and covered my hole. I took my eyes off the beautiful singer for a moment, glancing at the burly, mean-looking security guards lined up in front of the stage. Can they tell? I thought, but none of them seemed to be looking in my direction, so I put them out of my mind and gave in to the sexy sensation. The singer was staring down at me again, and I looked into his eyes, dreaming. It was his long, slender fingers stroking me. I felt him pull my knickers aside as one finger slid upwards, probing me, spreading me wide open, and running over my clit. I bit my lip so I wouldn't cry out, but it would hardly have made a difference with all the noise. The crowd was still pushing forward all the time, so it would have been almost impossible for anyone to see what my mystery man was doing to me. But by now, I hardly cared. In fact, the thought that those security guards or even the singer might know what was turning me on even more. I needed to feel those knowing fingers inside me. It was like he was reading my mind as I felt one finger and another start to circle my tight little hole. My cunt was so wet, and as the crowd surged forward again, there were suddenly two fingers stretching me wide open as he thrust them deep inside me. I'd always loved the feeling of getting fucked from behind. But dude, this was like nothing I'd ever imagined. It felt so dirty. Knowing I could get caught at any second. And the pounding music, the movement of the crowd, and the sight of that gorgeous singer only intensified every thrust for my mystery man. I was sure by now that the bouncers must have seen something, so I shut my eyes and tried to pretend I was just lost in the music. The noises escaping my mouth. A response to the pounding beats. Not the two fingers buried deep in my pussy. But I even shocked myself when I reached back and grabbed at my mystery man's jeans. I could feel how hard he was, and I could tell he was at least as well hung as the singer in front of me. I fumbled for his zip and pulled it down. Once again, mystery man knew what I needed, and he pulled his fingers out of me so he could free his heart dick from his jeans. I heard the singer thanking the crowd, and I cried out, "Thank you. Thank you. I don't even know who I was thanking." As the last song started, I finally felt it. I'd never felt a cock so big. Could even take it all, but I was incredibly wet, and I was amazed at how easily it slipped inside me. There was so little room to move as the crowd pushed forward one last time. Brought my legs together again, making Mystery Man feel even bigger. And even though he had no room to thrust, and I had no leverage to push back onto him, the crowd did all the work for us. That massive dick inside me, my favorite song booming in my ears, that sexy singer gazing down at me, surely knowing what a fucking slut I was being. The crowd was really jumping now. My tits against the barrier kept me balanced as Mystery Man bucked his hips and lifted me off the floor. He was so big. was as if every inch of my body was filled by him. Oh, fuck. My clit seemed... It was throbbing. The muscles in my pussy clenching. That hard dick so tightly... himself deep into me. One thrust. Two thrusts. Three. His hot cum filled my cunt. I screamed. My body shook to its core. My pussy shuddered. What a show.